No eggs. No eggs? Thousand thunders, man, what do you mean by no eggs?
Sir, it is not my fault. It is the act of God.
Blasphemy. You tell me that there are no eggs, and you blame your maker for it?
Sir, what can I do? I cannot lay eggs.
Ah, you jest about it.
Oh, no, sir, God knows. We all have to go without eggs, just as you have, sir. The hens will not lay.
Indeed. Now listen to me, you.
Yes, sir.
What am I?
What are you, sir?
Yes, what am I? Am I Robert, Squire of Baudricourt, and captain of this castle of O'Connor? Or am I a cowboy?
Oh, sir, you know you're a greater man here than the king himself.
Precisely. And now, do you know what you are?
I'm nobody, sir, except I have the honor to be your steward.
You have not only the honor of being my steward, but the privilege of being the worst, most incompetent, driveling, sniveling, gibbering, jabbering idiot of a steward in France.
Yes, sir. To a great man like you, I must seem like that.
My fault, I suppose, eh?
Oh, sir, you always give my most innocent words such a turn.
I will give your neck a turn if you dare tell me when I ask you how many eggs there are that you cannot lay any.
Oh, sir, oh, sir.
No, not oh, sir, but no, sir. No, sir. My three Barbary hens and the black are the best layers in Champagne. And you come and tell me that there are no eggs? Who stole them? Tell me that before I kick you out to the castle gate for a liar and a seller of my goods to thieves. The milk was short yesterday, too. Don't forget that.
I know, sir. I know only too well. There is no milk. There are no eggs. Tomorrow there will be nothing.
Nothing? You will steal the lot, eh?
No, sir. Nobody will steal anything. But there is a spell on us. We are bewitched.
That story is not good enough for me. Robert of Baudricourt burns witches and hangs thieves. Go, bring me 4 dozen eggs and 2 gallons of milk here in this room before noon. Or heaven have mercy on your bones, I will teach you to make a fool of me.
Sir, I tell you there are no eggs. There will be none. Not if you were to kill me for it. As long as the maid is at the door.
The maid? What maid? What are you talking about?
The girl from Lorraine, from Domremy, sir.
30,000 thunders, 50,000 devils. Do you mean to say that that girl who had the impudence to ask to see me 2 days ago, and whom I told you to send back to her father with my orders that he was to give her a good hiding, is here still?
I've told her to go, sir. She won't.
I did not tell you to tell her to go. I told you to throw her out. You have 50 men-at-arms and a dozen lumps of able-bodied servants to carry out my orders. Are they afraid of her?
She is so positive, sir.
Positive? Now, see here. I'm going to throw you downstairs.
Oh, no, sir, please.
Well, then stop me by being positive. It's quite easy. Any slut of a girl can do it.
Oh, sir, sir, you cannot get rid of her by throwing me out. You see, sir, you are much more positive than I am. But so she...
I'm stronger than you are, you fool.
No, sir, it isn't that. It's your strong character, sir. She is weaker than we are. She's only a slip of a girl. But we cannot make her go.
You parcel of curs. You are afraid of her.
No, sir. We're afraid of you. But she puts courage into us. She really doesn't seem to be afraid of anything.